What a game. What a game both ways, back and forth. You know, big lead, big finish, big shots, big stops. Kind of had everything tonight.
Well, the way that our young ladies defended and the energy that they played with was really, really impressive. Very, very proud of how hard we competed and the energy that we created. And I really thought that certainly throughout most of the game, man, we got some really good shots. The two shots that were probably the toughest shots that we got from the arc were both of G's that she hit late in the fourth quarter. But besides that, we really, really good shots. And so I thought that our young ladies continued to battle. And I thought Oregon tried to attack in so many different ways. And so had to continue to help each other and find ways to get stops and finish with rebounds. So from an effort standpoint, absolutely outstanding. From the way we executed down the stretch and handling the ball, not very good. You'd think, and all we do is practice it every single day at the beginning of practice, speed dribble, push up the court. And when we did it, we had zero problem breaking the ball. But, you know, it's just – or breaking the trap. I just think it's – you know, we have some players that want to defer to someone else to do it, and you can't do that. You have to attack, and hopefully we'll learn from them.
Strong on the boards tonight. You were talking about that, the effort that it takes to be strong on the boards. You out-rebound them 42-36 and had 11 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, and I thought they did a really good job trying to keep some of our kids away from getting offensive rebounds. I thought it was a very, very physical game, and I thought there were so many times that G was trying to go to the offensive glass, and someone just kind of took her and knocked her around. And she's not easy to knock around, but, I mean, they were very, very physical. So I thought we were going to try to get more than that. We were trying to get more than that. I just thought they made it really, really difficult to get more than that. That being said, I thought our post game was something that was very, very strong throughout this. I thought Sophie gave us some really important opportunities at the rim, and that was really good to see. And so did Fee. She didn't get as many of them, you know, but I thought she really battled and got us some good looks and did some good things for us. So it's certainly an opportunity. Great to have Tori back.
Yes.
An opportunity for us to continue to build and get better, and I believe that this group will continue to do that.
When you look at, I mean, the number that jumps out here is 46 points in the paint.
Yes.
Right. Whether it's Sophie, it was Finau, obviously Amaya, I think, had some big putbacks as well. Like that,
she
that
did.
Number has to make you feel good.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out the ruling. I got to go figure this out. Like, we shot the ball. We got an offensive rebound. We tipped it back in, but it hit the rim on the tip in. But that wasn't considered a shot, evidently. I didn't quite understand why it wasn't a shot. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Here's
but
what
so I can't. I don't know that rule. I've got to go back. And obviously, they know the rule. And
right.
But now I have to learn a new rule. That's a rule. In 30-some years, I've never had to experience that rule before.
But I thought it was the opponent that made the tip. That's what I thought.
Okay.
And then it wouldn't be a shot, obviously.
Yeah, and I thought it was us. So maybe that's what it was.
Right.
Yep, that could very well be.
So how big is this? Just, we talked about this after USC, to just, you know, continue to stack these. You know, for the numbers nerds, we love the quad one wins.
Right? Oh, you need those.
And that's a huge for you moving
you
down
those.
The stretch, right?
Yeah, it's really, really big for us. And now we have two. USC jumped into that quad one area. And obviously it's how teams finish. But to do it on the road is something that's really, really hard to do. And, you know, the effort was just second to none. And I thought, you know, we learned from some games that we had earlier where we didn't do a good job of helping each other. I thought our urgency to not only help but get back to shooters was about as good as it could be. So we had 9 TKOs in the game, which are 3 stops in a row. That's outstanding. That's really, really, really well done.
Well, in the numbers I brought up in the fourth quarter, Oregon's averaging 78 points on the season, 77 in Big Ten play, 84 in this building. They finished with 60.
Right.
That just speaks to the defensive effort.
It really does. And they're a team that attacks you fast. I thought our perimeter kids did a really, really good job of getting through ball screens, and that's Tori and Briley for the most part on Fizo, like really trying to get through screens. And then once you get through the screen, then she really does a great job of reattacking and making things happen. And those two young ladies, man, and there were others as well, but those two drew the assignment to do that an awful, awful lot. And I thought the way that they defended was really, really special.
Ready to go home, Lynette?
Congratulations, Coach.
Yeah,
thank you. It was a great game, and I know our listeners enjoyed it, and I know they'll enjoy coming to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday's a big game for us. Obviously, Wisconsin's playing really well, beat Oregon in double overtime at home, and then just beat Nebraska, from what I understand, today. So they beat Michigan State already, who is a ranked team, too, at home. And so they're obviously playing at a really high level. We'd love to have a great crowd. It'll be an alumni day for us. That'll be something that'll be really special for us as well. And now we made the decision to, and everybody does it a little bit differently. And so last year when we finished our second game in the road swing, it was in the afternoon, so we got back home at a decent time. If we leave now, we're back home at 4 in the morning at that point in time, and then you feel like kind of garbage. And so we're opting to hopefully rest well tonight, get some good sleep, get some recovery, and then fly back tomorrow. But then the NCAA says we can't count it as an off day because we're traveling. So when we get back, we have to be prepared as coaches to put us into scenarios, at least watch film on Wisconsin and try to give us some idea of what they do and what we have to do. So tonight will be a short night of of self-scouting us and getting us ready for Wisconsin. And honestly, I've not done any prep on them at this point in time. I know our coaches have, but, you know, we're putting everything into trying to attack the game that's ahead of us. And so tomorrow we have to, when we get back, prepare for Wisconsin, and then we take an off day. And then we have a one-day prep. So that's a really tough stretch for us. This is a really, really hard part of it, but we'll see how I really believe it's the right decision for our players.
Yep.
You know, after you travel through the night, and it's just, you feel so awful for like 2 days. So,
but we get ice cream
we
tonight.
We get ice cream. Our players are pretty excited. Yeah, they're really, really excited. This was a really, really good win for us. And to do it when things didn't go our way, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well, we didn't make good decisions down the stretch in a number of situations, you know, but we battled, we didn't hang our heads, we found a way, yep. And that's really important.
Look forward to Sunday. Congratulations,
Sounds
Coach.
Good. Thank you.